Okay, so we are recording, and James, for starters, please state your name and give me your title.
James Tyson with Pettis County. I am the 911 coordinator and GIS director for the County of Pettis.
Now, James, you applied for a rubber mulch grant from the Department of Natural Resources. Will you just talk to me a little bit about the process that you went through?
Sure. We filled out a grant for the rubber mulch. The grant actually goes directly to Department of Natural Resources. They do an annual grant, and it's 100% grant, meaning no local dollars are spent. And we assessed our needs, and we were looking at about 100 cubic feet of mulch to replace some areas, that little spots of areas that we had grass, and which would make it maintenance-free for our guys.
All right, and how much was the grant for?
The grant total was $5,641.14, which would be 100 cubic feet of rubber mulch.
And what's the benefit of this rubber mulch? Why did the county decide to go with it?
It's twofold. One is you're reusing rubber tires rather than have them go into the landfill. And the other is it's a maintenance issue, because where we put them were small islands that used to have to be mowed or weed-eated. And now that the rubber mulch is there, it's a maintenance-free issue.
And do you know off the top of your head where it was used, like on the courthouse lawn or somewhere else?
It was used around the public safety building and in the backside of the jail on the little corner islands and around the walkways that, again, were encased in concrete, but there was grass growing there. Now we put the rubber mulch and we still have trees and some flowers and stuff growing in there, but the base is now rubber mulch.
Well, are there any plans to apply for similar grants in the future to put rubber mulch in other places?
We were fortunate in 2 years ago we applied through Regional Solid Waste District to start this project. And we received a grant at that time, and just kind of a pilot program to see how it would look and how it was received by the community, and was it a durable product. And what we put down 2 years ago still looks brand new and was well received, and so we went ahead and expanded that this time with another grant. So.
All right. Well, James, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Not off the top of my head. We're very, very thankful that DNR has seen the value in this, and of course we're thankful that Pettis County got funded and that we got the project done.